For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That was really the big news of the day. About 10:35 today, the news came out. JOK getting a 3-year, $39 million contract extension from the Cleveland Browns, worth $25 million guaranteed. All right, let's rip the Band-Aid off. What do we think about this deal?
I mean, money-wise, I said this to you before the show. It's so hard to compare. Like, I don't know what another outside linebacker is making that's, you know, a Pro Bowl caliber guy. But I know this much. This dude's really good in our defense, and I don't want to see him going anywhere for the next several years. And so I trust that the front office, because they're smart dudes, believe this is a fairly reasonable contract for the young man, and he's locked up for another 3 years.
Can we give each other permission to no longer care about what they pay guys? Can we do that?
Yeah, we can.
Because I know it matters. I know they're not going to re-sign literally everyone. But if you said, do you need to re-sign JOK? And should you do, within reason, everything you can to re-sign him? Yes, I think that's a no-brainer. Like, I think Miles, third contract, no-brainer. This might not be the same for everybody else. Third contract for Denzel. Yep, no-brainer. So every single no-brainer that we've asked them for, they've done. Like, I think some people thought Joe Flacco was a no-brainer to bring him back. I think they were very smart and calculated with the way that they deployed that decision. But, like, I'll be honest with you. This doesn't get old. The Browns have good enough players to re-sign.
Which is a great thing. You know, in the past, how many draft picks by the Browns ended up signing a second deal?
Or
it's hard to remember anybody.
Made it through the end of their first deal.
Right.
So it's funny, man. Like, immediately, and I don't want to say it like this, but the numbers nerds out there. And there are. Yeah. Some people are in the analytics space. Some people are in the contractual space. And not all of them are tedious. But the immediate thing of, it's a slight overpay or it's a slight underpay or I don't care. Jimmy Haslam has given me the freedom to not care. Because unlike Mike Brown's old wrinkly ass in Cincinnati,
he ain't worried about money.
I don't have to worry about, like, honestly, if Jamar Chase was a Cleveland Brown, he would have been paid a year ago. If T. Higgins was a Cleveland Brown, he would have been paid, you know, 3 months ago, 4 months ago.
Yep.
And, like, listen, I get that this might feel like small potatoes to Browns fans out there. Look at how cheap Cincinnati is. Like, Trey Hendrickson's probably in his last year in Cincinnati. He's been the best pass rusher they've had in a decade because he wants a new contract. They don't want to give him one. So he's probably gone after this year. T. Higgins, probably gone after this year after being tagged. They're going to lose two of those guys for free. DJ Reader, well, he's been too injury prone. Doesn't matter that when he's on the field, he's their best defensive lineman. DJ Reader's too expensive. Let's bring in Sheldon Rankins. Baltimore, notoriously cheap. Honestly, the reason why John Harbaugh has lasted as long as he has is back in the mid-teens when they wanted to fire him. Steve Bisciotti didn't want to pay two head coaches at the same time. Pittsburgh is notoriously frugal on which players they re-sign. Now, they're good at making sure that they don't lose guys for nothing, so that's the flip side. But, like, how do you, even if, okay, whether you think JOK is worth 3 years, 39, how do you not just feel like this is a massive victory every time Jimmy Haslam and company?
Pay somebody?
Yeah, it is.
Like, one of the guys you drafted who's, like, a good player?
Well, and I think this phrase is massively overused in the NFL. The phrase ascending player, and a lot of it is because ceiling is hypothetical. Like, here are the projectables, but in reality, every player's different, and you don't really know. JOK is an ascending player. Like, I think last year was a taste of what he's going to be in Jim Schwartz's wide nine defense. And before the show, we got in the nits and grits, and I was like, I don't know anybody I see in the gap like splitting that right down the middle as quick as JOK. And this defense is so much about that first step and that burst. And it's why Miles is so damn good in it. It's why I think if Mike Hall can ever avoid legal problems or whatever he's going through, I think he'll be great in it if he can stay out of trouble. And it's why I think we're just seeing the beginning of JOK, dude. Like, last year was awesome. That was the best we've seen of JOK. As long as Jim Schwartz is here, man, I think there's a whole nother level to this. But getting back to the Haslam thing, because we'll talk to the JOK thing in a minute, I don't think we should gloss over it. Like, yeah, haven't had back-to-back winning seasons yet, haven't had back-to-back playoff appearances, but this is just another sign at the leaps and bounds this organization has made. And I'll be honest with you, I think average Browns fans are just starting to accept that. And I think some of it's been delayed by some of the riskier decisions they've made, the Deshaun trade, Perrion Winfrey, now Mike Hall Jr. Like, I do think those things maybe push back people's feelings on the Haslams. Mm-hmm. Guys, the last 4 years, they're pushing for a new stadium, which will be the mecca of Cleveland sports, and not just it's sports and entertainment. And they're finally putting a product out there that is what we'd hoped for 20 years from the time they came back that they could put out there.
Yeah.
And, man, I got to tell you, I think this is a brilliant deal. I think JOK is only going to get better because he is super young.
Mm-hmm.
I think this keeps this continues to keep the defense intact. And now I think you can legitimately say at every level of the field, you have at least one game changer. Miles on the defensive line is a top five player in the NFL.
Oh yeah.
JOK at the linebacker spot, and those accolades are not too far behind. And Denzel, who I don't know that everybody in Cleveland feels this way, but outside of Cleveland, everybody looks at that guy and saying he's one of the three best corners in the NFL.
Absolutely. I am so excited about the JOK deal because he was drafted because of Lamar Jackson, I think. Like, you have to have somebody who can play, can hang, frankly, and can run sideline to sideline with a talent like a Lamar Jackson. And I think the Browns are really smart. They're getting faster on defense. They're drafting players that sort of fit the division. And, like, it's an arms race in the AFC North.
I got to see him when he was at Notre Dame in that matchup, oh my God, it had to have been, maybe it was COVID year, but where DJ Uiagalelei made his debut for Clemson in that game. And it will go down. It, like, Notre Dame was in that game because of JOK. And we had seen pieces of that, but we hadn't seen a full season of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I'm going to go back. I don't give a damn they pay him $13 million a year. I think, because you said earlier, I don't know what those numbers mean. It's at the top of the market for a linebacker. But I don't think he's just a linebacker. I think that's the spot that he plays in the way we think about defense. I think he is a linchpin of their defense in that second wave of players that if he's not there, it is impossible to calculate his true value if you just call him a quote-unquote linebacker.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.